Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signs heartbeat abortion bill into law. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 7, 2019. Republican Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia signed into law Tuesday the heartbeat abortion bill that bans most abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The law, dubbed the Living Infants Fairness and Equality (LIFE) Act, HB 481, prohibits abortions in the state after a heartbeat is detected, usually at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Cases of rape, incest, or if the life of the mother is in danger are exceptions to the law. State Representative Ed Setzler, who sponsored the bill, said it seeks to recognize that the child in the womb that is living distinct from their mother has a right of life that is worthy of protection. Georgia Senate Science and Technology Chairwoman Renee Unterman, who sponsored the bill in that chamber, said, "We are not like New York or Virginia. We will not throw away children who aren't perfect because all children are perfect in the eyes of God." In March, after the bill was approved by the Georgia House, Kemp said in a statement, "Georgia is a state that values life. This is a powerful moment in Georgia," the governor said. "It's bigger than politics and partisanship. Let's champion life today and ensure that all Georgians, including the unborn, have the chance to live, grow, and prosper." The measure, however, was the subject of much controversy as it worked its way through the legislature. Democrat Stacey Abrams, who lost her recent gubernatorial bid in Georgia, called the legislation a forced pregnancy bill. In response to the heartbeat abortion bill, five female Democrats in the Georgia State House introduced a bill that would have required men middle-aged and older to report their ejaculations to a county sheriff. Actress and political activist Alyssa Milano called for Hollywood film companies to boycott the state once its Senate passed the measure. Hollywood Writers Guilds also threatened a boycott if the heartbeat bill was signed into law. Kemp told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, however, that the state's business environment's good. "We cannot change our values of who we are for money," he added. "And we're not going to do that. That's what makes our state great. For people to want to boycott the state because we are protecting life at the heartbeat, I don't understand that," Kemp asserted. Democrat State Senator Jen Jordan tweeted the bill marks the renewed Alabamization of Georgia. "While I understand that our governor likes to couch his political strategy in SEC football terms, Alabama, football aside, really should never be our role model," she posted. "Want to really keep chopping? Veto hashtag HB481. The growing momentum to protect unborn babies from their first heartbeats is further proof Americans reject the extremism on display in New York, Virginia, and in Congress, as Democratic Party leaders back abortion on demand through birth and even infanticide," said Susan B. Anthony List President Marjorie Tannenfelser. "Pro-abortion Hollywood elites clearly underestimated the people of Georgia in thinking they could be bullied. We hope their courage will inspire even more states to stand up to the abortion lobby." Evangelist Elvita King, director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life, was present at the bill's signing and said it was an honor and a privilege, as a citizen of Georgia, to be present today when Governor Brian Kemp signed the heartbeat bill, identifying the baby in the womb as a person with a beating heart. "The LIFE Act will become effective January 1, 2020, and will replace current Georgia law which permits abortions up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. At least 15 states have introduced similar heartbeat bills this year."